I'm curious. Have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally. And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Kva? Aha, okay. Sreda, jutranc, Google pa to. Danes v bistvu kva, eden popravek, skoraj da popravek, zato kar prejšnji teden sem hotel zarolati nekaj z YouTube-a, pa zdole sem nisva prej preverila, če zadeva dela in bolj ni delala in sva zbežala iz etra in se potem malo drla ena druzga. Tako da zdaj smo z Želcom stestirali zadevo, bomo rekli, da dela, upamo, da dela, tako da bom zdaj to zarolal. Gre pa za posnetek iz stand-upa Patona Oswalta, ki ima naslov Death Bed, the bed that kills its people, tako je. Gre pa za, pač je v angleščini, deal with it. Gre pa za vse one, ki pišete, pa pol ne morate pisati, če imate writer's blog, pač kaj je ta človek dosegel. Tako da zdaj 3 minute, 48 sekund tega, ker jaz imam pač OCD in to moram spustiti v eter, pa prijem nazaj z Googlem, pa imam še ene dve zadeve, o katerih bom povedal. Tako da lej, zdaj, Želca, zdaj, če dam play, zdaj ne bom bruke si delal.
I'm trying to write movies. It's fucking hard, man. And it got even harder this year because they released a movie on DVD. It was made in 1977. They never released it. It just now got put out on DVD this year, and it's called Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. I'm not making... Go IMDb this. This is a real movie. Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. And it's about a bed that's evil, and it eats people. That's the whole movie. And the backstory is it's like the 1500s. There's a demon. The guy kills the demon with a sword. The demon's blood gets on the bed. Now the bed's possessed. Go to present day, 77. When people fuck on the bed kills them because it's evil. That's the fucking plot. So I've sold 4 different movies to 4 different studios. And a lot of you are thinking, hey, you got it made, kid. Hang on. Because when you sell a screenplay, you then go through a 1-year notes process that will make you want to stab yourself in the eyes with your own dick that you've torn off, shellacked, and turned into a letter opener. That is how, instead of like, yeah, we have some notes. On page 2, she's eating peanuts, but then later she's wearing a hat. Does that make sense? You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? This guy wrote Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People, took it to a second guy and said, okay, it's called Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. Now, the backstory is, there's a demon, and then the second guy said, stop drilling, you hit oil. You had me at Deathbed. We are going to rent cameras, buy film stock, hire a crew. We are shooting this masterpiece. They hired a crew. Caterers woke up at dawn and boiled coffee and sliced bagels for people to have the fuel to act in Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. A carpenter drove nails into wood building the deathbed. Probably tore his shoulder out. You know, fucked up his rotator cuff. Couldn't play catch with his son growing up. Now the son grows up to resent him. He's blowing guys in bus stations all day. 50 dicks in his ass like the tail of a peacock. And his dad's going, you know what? He'll finally understand when he sees Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. Of the 4 movies I've sold, I've started 10 other screenplays. I get halfway through and go, fuck it. I just give up. I have no discipline. I can't fucking finish it. This guy thought up Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People, and fucking finished it. That means one of 2 things happened. He either never had a moment's doubt, just hit that typewriter every day just going, yeah, then the pillow starts to smell. Oh, this is awesome! Reach down, God, give me a high five. Boom! Well, here's what's worse. What if he had moments of doubt and then fucking worked through them? That's so much worse for me if he was just going, and then the pillow starts to... What the fuck am I writing? I'm putting my name on this piece of sugar. No, I will finish this. I will finish what I start. He had that little poster of the kitten hanging in the tree going, just hang in there, baby. He goes, yes, I will hang in there, kitten. So look for my new movie next summer. It's called Rape Stove. The stove that rapes people. I'm very excited. It's gonna happen.
to je bila, ja, evo, to je bil Patton Oswalt, Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. Zdaj, tako vse moje zadeve, o katerih govorim, najdete na radiostudent.si, poševnica Google z spellingom G-U-G-L. Tako da ta od prejšnjega tedna, tako da jo najdete pod prejšnjim datumom, zdaj pa te nove dve zadeve od tega tedna, zdaj, ki smo ta popravek naredili. Zdaj, kdaj sem govoril, to je dva tedna nazaj, ne? Sem rekel, da je Instagram pršel na Android. Ne? To je ta programček, ki se ga inštaliraš na svoj pametni telefon. Zahvala, Riki. Svoj pametni telefon in potem delaš slikce in daješ čez filtre in te slikce objavljaš in drugi vidijo in lajkajo te slikce in bla, 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 bla. Ne? No, in ko so prišli ven za Androida, so že spet dobili ful enih novih userjev, potem pa tako čez en teden se je izvedel, da jih je pa Facebook kupil za $1 milijardo. Kar je nerealen denar, sicer so dali neki denarja, neki delnice, ampak pač milijarda je čist nerealen denar. Ne? In zdaj je ful čist popizdil, ker pač večina ljudi ne mara Facebooka z njihovimi privacy settings in so začeli bolevati in brišejo akaunte na Instagramu pospešeno. Ne? In je potem so eni modeli naredili InstaArchive, ne? Kamor greš, jaz sem dal link na pač radiostudent.si/google. Greš na InstaArchive, daš svoje Instagram credentials, pa čisto nebo password in potem ti oni dol potegnejo čisto vse fotke, ki si jih do zdaj objavil na Instagramu in ti jih zapakirajo v en zip file, tako da si v bistvu arhivček narediš. Ne? Zdaj, kaj je mišljen tako, da si ga narediš zaradi tega, ker bohovi, kva bo Facebook naredil z Instagramom, ne? Čeprav pravijo na Facebooku un Mark Zuckerberg ali whatever je že model, je rekel, da ga bojo postili več ali manj namer, ampak pri Facebooku se itak mi ne zavarjetne. Tako da ja, se da potegniti vse te fotke dol, dobite en zip file, kjer so vse fotke, jih lahko ekstraktate in si tako backup naredite, ali pa sam, če hočete imeti backup čisto vseh fotk, ki se jih dal gor. Zdaj, to je ta prva stvar, druga stvar je pa že spet video, sem ta traja pa 11 minut in zato ga ne bom rolal v eter, ker glih kar je vajencu, znaš, še tehnične muze, glih kar švicno malo, ki je to slišal, ampak ja, ne bom ga zarolal, gre pa za en... video, ki ima naslov Kane's Arcade, zadnje cajta je čist viralen, ali ko se ti reče, na internetih, ne. Pa je posod, sem ga pa embedal na radiostudent.si/google, gre pa, ne, vi kar pejte ga gledat, res, če hočete biti dobre volje danes, če ste slave volje pri temle vremenu in na splošnih katastrofalnih okoliščinah v državi, pa si pogledajte ta video, so te malo zjokal, so te imeli fajno življenje, tako da še enkrat najdete ga pa na radiostudent.si poševnice Google, G-U-G-L. Kjer najdete tudi on stand-up od Pattona Oswalta, Deathbed, The Bed That Eats People. Tako da ja, tole je bil tale Google s telim popravkom, ne. Hvala Želcu, ki je vse tole spedeno, da so YouTube delali in to, kjer kralj, zdaj sem ga hvalil. Neč, uživite, naslednji teden že spet taj Google, sredin jutranc. Zdaj pa vajenc nared nekaj, to nared, to zdaj pa mene dol. Occasionally, one of the things I've used on the Google.